Blog Talk Radio.
And at that moment, you'll notice you're not as dead as you thought you were. And you'll realize there's nothing more effective for breaking you free than philosophy in action. And when your intent and your actions are in alignment, you can finally stop pointing fingers at everyone and everything else and harness the power within and commence your empowered life with a mindset that screams, I'm free.
Hi, this is Byron Katie.
Hi, this is Dr. John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Hi, this is Greg Braden.
Hi, this is Joan Borisenko. I'm author of Your Soul's Compass.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Hi, this is James Redfield, author of The Self-Esteem Prophecy. You've tuned in to a radio show that can truly change your life. It's time to break free from the prison of your negative thoughts and release your greatest self. You're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Marabowie.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Marabowie. In the next hour, Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Marabowie.
Welcome, 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 welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Marabowie. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. The best way to participate is either through AOL Instant Feedback, the screen name is ABT Radio Show, or through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. Just go to the Contact Us form, and we've got a feedback form there. Just want to know who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask any questions of myself. My terrific guest today, joining us in about a minute, Tara Meyer Robson. She wrote a fantastic book called The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. Tara's the real deal, so she's going to surely say some empowering things and give you some great insight on how you can release your greatest self. And, of course, when you're doing that, a Better Today community, never forget. Anyone listening, never forget. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing to embrace your spirituality. But when doing so, don't turn your back on your humanity. There are people out there that need your love, your touch, your advice, your wisdom. It could be the smallest thing that you can tell somebody, that you can share with somebody, that can really change their life. One of the most spiritual things, one of the most growing experiences you can have is to embrace your humanity, to have that human experience and to share it with others. Tara is undoubtedly going to say something that inspires you. That you haven't maybe even thought of before, a way out of this conditioned prison you've placed yourself in. When you hear that, don't forget that those same words, her same book, her same website may be able to help your friends, your family, your spouse, whatever, pass on the information. You're listening to the most listened to internet talk radio show in the entire country, USA. And we have never once advertised this show. And when I do other radio shows, I don't even advertise this show. I specifically want all of you to tell others about it. And you're doing it. Keep doing it. Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Do something today to touch someone else's life, not just your own. Enhance somebody else's. And never, ever, ever stop. It is a beautiful thing once we start living it, not just thinking it and talking it, not just saying, oh, what, you know, God, do something, not just doing that, getting up and recognizing that you can do something, that you can take action today to inspire and change this world. And when you do so, everything changes. So keep doing it, and thank you for participating. Let's get to the show. As a former benefits executive, Tara worked with hospitals, corporations, and organizations of every size to create programs that increased morale, reduced costs, and helped employees become more well. In this capacity, Tara noticed that some people were successful at changing their lives or healing their bodies using positive training programs, while others, trying the exact same improvement techniques, had negative patterns, bad habits, ill health, that they cannot seem to alter. Determined to discover the core connection between life experiences, belief patterns, and manifested disease, Tara Meyer Robson devoted 5 years to studying psychology, quantum physics, energetic medicine, anatomy and physiology, and philosophy. Her focus, folks, has paid off. She's made scientific breakthrough that has become known as the Flow Method, a remarkable transformation and healing program that works for all people everywhere. Excited to have her on. She's here to talk about her book, The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. Tara Meyer Robson, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. How can I not love being here? You're just so passionate. It's fantastic.
This is what we do. And folks, I got to tell you that beforehand, and I don't think I've ever done this before, I saw that her number was on the exchange already. So I actually signed in a little early and had a little conversation with Tara, and it was fantastic. So it's really nice to have you on the show and to share your knowledge. You're somebody who... you had contact with this first, but then we're driven to find out and I guess find the correlation between all of these things to create a program that could actually work, not just sound good, but actually be effective in people's lives.
Yeah, you know, I guess I'm a very down-to-earth, very results-oriented person, much like you are, and for me, I just saw so many people struggling. You know, they'd read self-help books or they'd go to these, like, success seminars, and they'd get to the end of it, and they just didn't know how to apply it to their lives, or worse, they would try to apply it to their lives, and it just didn't work. And I knew that, you know, it was working for some people, it wasn't working for others, so there had to be some reason for that. There had to be something. So I was basically just, I'm just an intensely curious person, and once I get a question in my head, I kind of can't, I can't let it go. I'm like a dog on a bone. So I just started researching everything I could get my hands on, and I actually used myself as a guinea pig most of the time. So, and then I started using friends and family, which was interesting too, but.
That's fantastic. You know, as you say that, I think of the process itself, and when you say that, you tend to question it. You're like an expert's nightmare, because what happens is, you're absolutely right, these people write books and they go to these seminars and they inspire people and there's all kinds of inspiration, but the second they leave there, you know, it's kind of back to crickets, you know, nothing's happening, they don't know what
exactly
to do with it, and you need a program like The Flow that's practical and that people can apply to their lives.
Yeah, my big thing was I wanted it to be something that was absolutely personalized, which when I started, I thought, man, that's probably a pipe dream. How am I going to personalize this to every single person? But I got there, and I wanted it to be personalized, and I wanted it to really enhance and use the person's strengths so that the system was easy. You know, if you're doing something in a way that isn't the way that you learn, so if somebody tells you, you know, visualize yourself successful, for instance, and you're not a visual learner, you can't do it. And you're frustrated, and you end up giving up, and you feel like a failure. And I just don't want anybody to feel like a failure. So I wanted to create a program that said, okay, if you learn best by in auditory means, you need to hear things, then these are the things you need to do. And so that was a real goal for me, is to make this as personalized as humanly possible in one book.
Other than that, you weren't, other than making it possible for everyone on earth to follow, other than that, she had very low expectations for this book.
Exactly.
It's a really powerful book, and you do break it down, surprisingly, you really do break it down quite effectively. And I want to cover a couple of things in the hour that we have to talk. A lot of people, Tara, you know, kind of conditionally, with their conditioned thoughts, they imprison themselves. And it tends to be, right, worse than prison, because in prison you can see the bars, right? But when you imprison yourself in your thoughts, you can't see the bars. How does somebody recognize the limitations they've placed on themselves?
That's an awesome question. That was really a core part of what I was doing. One of the things that I saw so many people doing is they would be trying to change their conscious thoughts. But what I found out in my research is that, just as you say, the bars that are in front of you are the easy ones to change. It's the stuff that's inside you. It's those unconscious, underlying beliefs that probably in many cases have been programmed in since childhood, so you really are not even conscious of them. Those are the ones that are causing you the problems. Those are the ones that are, as I say it, tuning you into repetitive negative patterns, ill health, negative habits you can't break, all of that. So what I introduce in my book is something I call the flow factor test. And what that basically does is it pinpoints for you in which of seven areas of your life and body you have these underlying beliefs. So it's basically allowing you to see right then and there, kind of puts a microscope on that area of your life. And then once you find that out, you take your top one, you go right to a workbook section, and that helps you to figure out exactly what belief is causing you all the problem. It's sort of figuring out the little bugger in there, which is the thing you need. So that's kind of how I do it, is this: the test is the real core that helps people to shine the light on the underlying belief that is the real problem one.
Again, folks, we're having a great conversation with Tara Meyer Robson. She's an emerging voice in the new field of life transformation and personal growth. We're talking about her book, The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. Her website is taramyerrobson.com. That's taramyerrobson.com. If you're listening through our site, just click on her name. It'll take you right to her website. It doesn't affect the show at all, so feel free to click and snoop around while we're talking. You know, it's interesting to me how you say how it can help everybody. A lot of people bring this up to me, and that's something that I know that you've noticed this too. In your travels, I'm sure you've helped thousands and thousands of people. Mm-hmm. No matter how different we may appear, everyone does have that power to change.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they have the power to imprison themselves, they have the power to change. Is it a matter of changing your thoughts and recognizing the actions you take on a daily basis?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's an absolute key concept, that every single person, and I don't care who you are, I don't care what circumstances you've gotten yourself into, I don't care any of that right now. From this present moment, you can change. You can consciously start to choose that you're going to change now. And that's something I'm so passionate about, because I think so many people, they carry around all this baggage, and they look back and they say, oh, I failed at this, and I had all these awful relationships, and I had all this junk happen to me. And they think they've got that their tomorrow has to be built on that past day. And it doesn't. Every single moment is brand new, guys. You can start to do this right now. Certainly by listening to Steve's show, you're doing a great service to yourself. But just know you have that ability. And when you start to really consciously, and I mean consciously, bring your conscious attention to the thoughts you're having on a moment-by-moment basis, on the words that you're saying, on the emotions that you're having, and also on the actions you're taking, you can create radical change in your life. And you can do it very quickly.
Modern physicists will tell you that your body's a printout of your thoughts. And we're starting to get this. It's ancient wisdom from thousands of years ago that we're actually starting to scientifically and medically understand. And you talk about this in the book, the connection between your thoughts and your overall health. Was this something that you found surprising in your own journey?
Yeah, it was. It was something, I think, Steve, you know, I think everybody's born for certain purposes, and I think inside me somewhere there was this latent knowledge that I was going to help people sort of from a health standpoint as well. So when I actually developed first mononucleosis and then chronic fatigue disorder or syndrome, I guess it's called, and the doctor kind of told me, it was incurable, and I'm one of those people, you know, you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to figure out how to do it. And I knew within myself that there was going to be a way to shift that. And I started, as I say, I really was a guinea pig. And I started to use these techniques on myself. I knew right away I had total energetic burnout. I'd been working 100-hour weeks. I'd been just pushing myself beyond my personal limits, and I knew it. And I had a lot of just negativity going on around me at the time. And so by using these techniques, I absolutely did shift my life. And changed my life. If you don't mind me giving another quick example, my most proud one is that my grandmother actually, while I was researching for the book and I just started to put the system together, my grandmother ended up being diagnosed with stage 4 breast and lung cancer. And she and I were just absolutely extremely close. I just adored her. And so, of course, hearing that, you're scared to death. So she did have an emergency single mastectomy, and then she and I started to work to heal. She had three tumors in her lungs, two on the right lobe and one on the left, and we started to work to heal her. Well, she went back 6 weeks later to get the lungs x-rayed again, her chest x-rayed again, to start to figure out what to even do about it, because they didn't even know what to do about it at that point, and they were gone. The tumors were 100% gone. Now, for me, when that happened, there's probably nothing more profound than actually helping someone you love dearly. And I knew that at that point, if I could help my mom and my grandmother, I could probably help other people to profoundly make huge shifts like that. And, I mean, they honestly didn't even know if my grandma was going to make it through surgery. So it was a big thing. You know, it was a really big thing.
You talk about something in this book, and I've never heard it phrased this way before, but you talk about disease-prone behaviors. That gets me thinking. Can you share some more with our listeners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think what you have is a lot of times in your life, you go about life and you're going about on sort of these patterns. You're not really paying attention to what's going on. A lot of people, one of the sort of disease-prone behaviors, I guess I would say, people will cut themselves off from their emotions, especially men. Unfortunately, societally, you know, we have this whole thing where men can't cry and, you know, all this nonsense. And, you know, and for women aren't supposed to be angry. So I work with a lot of men and a lot of women who have this sort of behavior pattern of whenever they feel what they consider to be a negative emotion, basically cutting themselves off from their humanity, they shove it all in, they bottle it up. And let me tell you, an emotion not expressed positively always turns into disease, always, especially a really big one. You know, if you have major grief over something, you have got to deal with it and be able to express it positively.
So it's important. I refer to that as being emotionally fit, where you allow yourself to exercise all those emotions. But you say to exercise them in a positive way. What would be some examples of that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a lot of women who come to me, and they're very angry over something that's happened to them, for instance. And as I say, for whatever reason, women hold in a lot of anger and don't express it. And they say, well, I can't. I mean, nice girls don't get angry. So what I tell them is, listen, find ways to express this. You know, there's no good or bad feeling. It's how you express it that can be positive or negative. So a positive expression of anger, for instance, would be go to a kickboxing class and devote that hour of time to just kicking and punching until you get it out of your body. You know, and for women, that tends to be really empowering for them. For men, honestly, a lot of times, again, men that, you know, I had one client I was working with that just had tremendous grief he had never expressed. And I said, I want you to go and rent a bunch of really sad movies, and you're going to devote that period of time to crying it out. And then you're going to be done with it. But that's a positive way to be able to release the emotion. I think we label, and I'm sure you know this, you've dealt with lots of people with this too, we label emotions good or bad, and then we don't allow ourselves to feel. And we think as spiritual people that we aren't allowed to feel, you know, what we think are negative emotions. But all that's doing, as you say so correctly at the beginning of your show, it cuts you off from your humanity. And when you do that, you know, it's really not a spiritual choice.
And you're absolutely right, and I think that that's what we're moving into. As a student, I'm actually a student of this whole movement since I was young,
mm-hmm.
and it's books like yours that really show where this is actually going, the new practical self-help, something that's Dr. King called a relevant ministry. Well, I think that it's a relevant self-help now, because they did go through so many years and decades of saying, oh, you could be mad, but, oh, you're too spiritual to feel that. And you can transcend that emotion. And it's just not the way it works. You can transcend that emotion. And sure, if you go hide in some mountain range somewhere, it's easier. But the reality of it is, you still have the boss that you can't stand or the companion that you argue with. And, yeah, that's a great, great practical way of doing it. You guys would be surprised at what a spiritual experience going to a kickboxing class. And for myself, being a guy, you're absolutely right. If I catch a movie, by the way, those of you who always ask me, a great movie, Taking Chance. It's an HBO movie. It's called Taking Chance. That is a great emotionally fit movie, believe me. And, you know, in this new practical, relevant way to self-help is actually engaging a lot of people, because they're recognizing, wow, I can be human. I can recognize that I have these disease-prone behaviors, and I can change them. Folks, we're speaking with Tara Meyer Robson. She is the author of The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. If you are being stubborn, stop, listen, go to TaraMeyerRobson.com, TaraMeyerRobson.com. If you're listening to our site, just click on her name. It'll take you right to her website. Feedback. I got so much feedback, I can get to it. I'm going to get to it right now. Let's start with, let's get East Coast. I love how this is in the middle of the day in the East Coast, and it's the West Coast who's always got us. You know, 75% of the feedback from the West Coast, and sometimes we get more in Europe than we do on the East Coast. I'm a New Yorker, folks. Let's get them going. Let's start. I'm going to start in Falls Church. It's Gary in Falls Church, Virginia. He writes, excellent show, Steve. Please ask Tara how I can apply this to relationships. Is the flow something I can do with my wife? She's not at the spiritual level that I'm at, but she's open to it. Is the flow something that we could both adapt to our lives, even though we're on different levels? Thank you in advance.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's a great, great question. Gary, I'll tell you, I personally totally radically changed my own relationship patterns and they were going on with what I was doing. I'm very passionate about helping people to heal their relationships and to grow their relationships as well. The entire book is actually designed so that wherever you're at, it's designed to be very, very, very practical, so that your wife can take the test and she's going to come up with a completely different, probably, as I call it, flow factor, identifying the different areas of her life that are out of the flow, than you will. So, but the two of you, and I highly encourage people to do this in support groups or in couples. My husband and I actually do this process every 40 days. I definitely live what I teach. And, you know, you guys can sit down and actually do this together. It'll open up a lot of discussions. I've seen people radically heal relationships in their lives with either spouses or mother-daughter or, you know, all kinds, just every kind of relationship you can imagine, even worker and boss. We've seen some really interesting things that have healed there. So, yeah, I would highly recommend checking it out. And I'm always open to hearing. So if you have questions about it, definitely, you know, hit my contact form and let me know. I'll certainly try to help.
And thanks for listening in Falls Church. So the flow is something that I like the way that that you've actually designed this, because it is very practical. The first thing you do is really, before you know where you're going, you first find out where you are, what point you're at, and what tools you have available to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically kind of a four-step process. You read through the principles of the book, and that's really where it lays down the flow method. It basically starts changing your thinking right out of the gate. And again, I did it really practical, and you know, how you hear me talk is basically how I write. That's just kind of I wanted it to be very down to earth. And then you're basically going right in. The flow factor test, as I say, is kind of designed to say, okay, let's pinpoint where you're at right now and what you need help with at this very moment. I'm a big one on, you know, let's deal with the biggest issue first. Let's get that retuned, because your whole life's going to transform when you get the first issue retuned. I mean, that's the big one. Why waste time on things that you don't necessarily need? So you take the test, and it takes you just right to a workbook section that is specific to the area of life that may be out of the flow for you, and also areas of the body that would be out of the flow for you. So you can get right to work on the thing that's bugging you the most right off the bat. And, yeah, I think that's an important aspect of it.
We'll go across the water. Valeria is in Lisboa, Portugal, and she asks, huh. Hi, Steve. Thank you for a great show. Will this flow process help me get through the more difficult events in my life, divorce, abuse, etc.? Is this a way to help while also pushing me forward?
Oh, yeah. First off, so sorry to hear that's happening. What I can tell you, sweetie, is that, you know, I work with a lot of women. For some reason, I work with a lot of women that's been through abuse. That's just a lot of people that have found their way to me. And, yes, this process, the biggest thing for you now is going to be refocusing yourself on learning how to protect yourself, energetically and spiritually, and strengthen yourself energetically and spiritually. What's happened is what I would call station three breakdown, which is self-esteem, self-confidence, ability to take care of yourself. You may be experiencing physical issues along with that, stomach issues, you know, back pain, so forth, those kinds of things. So you're going to want, my guess would be when you take the test, it's actually going to show up as station three. And so, yeah, it's a process of completely putting yourself back together again for you. And it's a very gentle process. And again, if you need assistance, definitely let me know, because I do know it's a tough thing to come through. But on the other side of it, you're probably going to be so much stronger and so much, you're going to look back on this somehow, and you're going to see it as an incredibly important part of gaining real strength in your life.
Let's go with Marissa. Marissa's in Houston, Texas. She writes, "Steve, excellent show today. I want to ask your guest if her and her husband set different goals. Do they have their own goals and then family/couple goals? How does that work? I would like to increase my own reach my own dreams. My dreams, of course, are different than that of my husband, but of course we have joint dreams. Does the flow allow for this?"
Oh, yeah. Actually, Marissa, that's a great question. I absolutely encourage, I think each person should have their individual dreams. My husband and I, we sit down and you know, first we kind of do this a little separately, and we sit down and decide, you know, we know the things that we need to work on, because, you know, here's the thing. You pick up beliefs all the time, and I know, Steve, you talk about this. I mean, you pick up beliefs all the time. They're coming in at you all the time. So you're constantly having to be very conscious of what's going on. You can pick up things along the way, and every 40 days you're going to have something new going on. So I definitely say sit down, come up with some individual goals that are very important to you, and those are your goals. If your husband is supportive, and it sounds like he is probably a supportive person, then you can certainly share those individual goals. That's what my husband and I do. We then sit down and come up with collective goals. And so all of those, we put all of those together, and then those become our focus for the next 40 days. And so we can support each other. I highly recommend taking 1 hour a week to sit down with your spouse and talk through the week. Talk through the ups, the downs, the things that feel like didn't go as well, and the successes you felt like that you had. By doing this, what you're doing is not only reinforcing your relationship, you're reinforcing that you have sort of a collective frequency that's allowing you both to reach your goals and your collective goals, your common goals. And I think you'll also notice that it will really, it'll just bring you even closer and make your relationship even stronger. So that would be my recommendation.
I love it. Honest conversation and communication between couples. What a fascinating
How
idea.
How about that?
I absolutely love it. Folks, we're having a great conversation with Tara Meyer Robson. She is the internationally best-selling author of The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. You could find out all about her and this book at her website, TaraMeyerRobson.com. That's TaraMeyerRobson.com. If you're listening to our site, just click on her name. It'll take you right to her website. We still have a whole other segment left with Tara. Keep the feedback coming. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We'll be right back.
A better today. The Empowerment Company is the proud sponsor of Empowered Living, dedicated to the empowerment of humanity. A better today continues to expand its arsenal of powerful tools that are designed to empower individuals, groups, and communities. Led by its president, Steve Maraboli, and backed by a community of people across the globe, A Better Today has empowerment programs running in over 35 countries. For more information on A Better Today, its charities, programs, and events by Steve Maraboli, please visit abettertoday.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our popular free newsletter. That's abettertoday.com.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney for RAV. There are a lot of things we have no control of in life, but that doesn't include drunk driving. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
It's a simple wine, it's summertime. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the Lost Cat Magnet. Just turn it on and Lost Cat stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Byron Katie, and you're listening to Empowered Living with Steve Maraboli.
What up in the morning when I wake up, even before I fill my coffee cup, I said, thank you, thank you. What if I looked at the day and the hours ahead, and before I moved forward I bowed my head and said, thank you, oh I said thank you. What if I looked at my life in a different way, took a little more time to stop and pray. I know it would change all the moments in between, so here I go.
Welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. For more information about A Better Today, our speeches, programs, seminars, we've got Empowered Woman programs, charity programs, disaster relief programs, scholarship programs, veterans programs, food drive, coat drives, and a ton of other programs running not only all over the United States, but in 46 countries as well. The goal and mission of Better Today is to make sure that the arms of empowerment can reach out to embrace everybody and do it 100% free. One of the tools that we use is, of course, our websites, abettertoday.com, stevemaraboli.com, and this website, empoweredlivingradio.com. This show is one of those tools. We have over 300 hours of radio with today's best-selling authors, great thinkers and communicators, people who are here, and their words, their philosophies, their ideas are changing lives. Great folks like Tara Meyer Robson, the author of The Flow. Every single interview we've ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com, or if you prefer to download through iTunes, we have our own iTunes page. You can get the link to that at our website, because the web address for it's ridiculous and makes no sense. So just click on the iTunes logo on our website if you prefer to download through there, and it's also 100% free. We are having a great – oh. That's right. Hey, and don't forget our newsletter. I always forget the newsletter. We have a fantastic newsletter. It's a lot of pages. Usually at least 10 pages. So make sure that you check out our newsletter. It's free at abettertoday.com. And we have not only my stuff in those newsletters, but we have information about the show as well as articles that our guests contribute. So we've had some great articles on there that our guests write for the newsletter. So it's really fantastic. Check it out, abettertoday.com. We're having a great conversation with Tara Meyer Robson. She is the internationally best-selling author of The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. Tara is an emerging new voice in the field of life transformation and personal growth. She is the CEO and creative director of The Flow, a company dedicated to helping individuals, companies, and healthcare organizations achieve success and wellness with ease. Her website is TaraMeyerRobson.com. That's TaraMeyerRobson.com. Let's keep the feedback going. Let's go with Paul. Paul is in, where are you, Paul? I think it says Kansas City. Missouri is slowing so fast. Kansas City, Missouri, he writes, Steve, excellent guest today. I'm curious about her own development. Was there some sort of influence she had in her life, aside from the story she told in the beginning, was there some sort of spiritual revelation that she had when she was younger, etc., to be inspired to help so many people across the world?
Oh, Paul, that's a great question. Actually, the best way I can explain that, and probably lots of you feel this way, is when I was a child, all I knew I wanted to do was help people. And I was always, even as a little kid, I was always the one that everybody came to kind of like help figure out problems. And I just knew, I knew that I was intended to do this work somehow. So even when I was working, in sort of the benefits world, doing health insurance actually for large hospital systems, I still was doing that work. I was still connected to my life purpose of helping people. And so a lot of times I had clients that would write me these beautiful letters telling me how I like changed their life, you know, in a meeting, which was supposed to be about health insurance, but I always ended up finding out everything about their life and, helping them through tough times or whatever was going on. I think, you know, Steve, you're probably the same way. It's just kind of, it's so ingrained in who you are.
Right.
You just don't know any other way to be. And so the book and all of this just became the most perfect expression of what I kind of always knew. In fact, my mom just yesterday reminded me, I guess when I was like 2 years old, I picked up a little brooch that my mom had that had this like swirling face in it. My mom was an art teacher, so it was very artistic, I guess. And I looked at it and I said, Mommy, that's the angel that brings you down. And I don't remember saying that. I was two. But my mom said she just stood there and stared at me for a minute and thought, well, who is this child? So I guess, Paul, the best I can say is I've just done this. I have been just interested in helping humanity since I can remember.
You know, I think you said it best. It best describes it. It's a term that I use a lot also, where you say, I don't know how to not do this.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just who you are. It's just how you are. And you found a way because you were paying attention. and you were able to, you know, put this very mathematical universe in order. We got a lot of questions talking about health. And if someone is not specific from anyone, because there's so many people asking a similar question, so let me just ask you. If someone is diagnosed with some sort of health disease, is it reversible? Is it reversible if you reverse your thoughts, or is it something that you just have to deal with? Is it damage that is permanent?
No, it's very reversible. I work with lots of people very specifically on disease. That's sort of something that has ended up becoming somewhat of a specialty of mine. It's extremely reversible. I'll give you an example. I just had a woman I was working with who had something called loin pain hematoma. Honestly, when she called me, I had no idea what it was. Huh. It's a supposedly incurable, usually fatal disease that is essentially her kidney was swelling up 3 and 4 times the size of what it should be. And as you know, you don't have kidneys, you're in real problem. And the one on her right side was the one that was incredibly, like, it was the most swollen. And when she started to talk to me about it, I said, all right, you know, who's the toxic male in your life? And she kind of totally paused. I thought she'd hung up, to be honest. And finally I was like, hey, you know, you're okay? And she said, how did you know that? And she was indeed in an abusive relationship with a man, and she was basically being hit in the kidneys. Energetically, and that's also the core of self-esteem. So when the lovely woman from Portugal wrote in about abuse, it tends to be where it settles itself, is right there in your body. So yeah, she is absolutely 100% healed now. She's completely healed of this, fatal disease. So yeah, I don't care who you are, you can start to heal your life. You absolutely can. You can heal your body. There's always an underlying energetic reason that is at the bottom of that. And in saying that, I just want to tell people, you are not consciously making disease. So if you are ill right now, please hear me. You are not consciously making this disease. I don't want you to feel bad, like, what have I done? It's on an unconscious level. That's why it's so important to find out what's going on that underlying level.
You say something, and I read this about you, and you just reminded me, and I'm interested. People, I've been studying language for as long as I can remember, and I always tell people, when someone speaks to me, the words they use and in the way that they use them and the order they use them, I could tell you all about their lives and how they think by just how they speak. And you have this ability through people's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if someone tells you what ailment they have, you're able to really analyze and dissect the source of that. Is that something that comes to you? I don't care how much you read. That's got to be some sort of intuition somewhere in there. You've got kind of one foot in, one foot out kind of magic stuff going on there. But it's accurate. Is that something you felt since you were young? Or is it really just because you study and you retain it really well?
It's a little bit of both, actually. I always understood that there was some sort of an energetic, I just knew there was something else going on in the body. And then I had some diseases that kind of woke that up within me, like I talked about earlier. And yeah, I mean, it is, I can teach other people how to do this, and I do. In a lot of things that I do, I try to teach people how to do this themselves. The book helps a lot. It doesn't get all the way there, but it does help a lot in how to do it yourself as far as the diagnosing. Because it is very logical. That was a critical factor about the system, was that I wanted it to be logical and basically replicatable, that somebody else could do it. So for me, when somebody talks to me, just like what you're saying with words, and I was an English major, so I love words, I hear what they're saying, and I feel like people always ask me how I do it, and I said, I feel like I've got like 7 or 8 balls in the air, and you know, each one sort of represents something that's going on, and I'm pulling these connections between all of them. So it's sort of both a right and left brain process that I go through that sort of pulls a lot of logic, and then I start, you know, really delving into the intuition. I kind of just open myself up as much as possible to kind of get it. But yeah, I love having people ask me what's going on with them. I don't do this at parties because people would think you're really annoying, but, because it's kind of hard. People be like, I have this going on, and I want to say, oh, my God, okay, somebody's stuck in your throat and what, anyways, but I can't, so let it be.
Dolores in Tacoma, Washington sends a compliment. She writes, Steve, I love it when you have your friends on. The energy exchange is fantastic. I could only imagine what private conversations are like. Thank you, but let me promise you that we have never met until a minute before this show started. And it's just Tara's just the real deal, and I guess we clicked that way. So high five to you, Tara, because we're really touching lives out there. Let's keep going. We got some time left. Let's go with Michael. Michael is in San Francisco, California. Michael writes, excellent show today, excellent topic. Regarding illness, does Tara feel, since she's been in the industry some, that the medical situation, hospitalization, insurance, etc., will ever catch up to a newer philosophy of mind-body medicine?
That's a great question. It is getting there. When I was up in Ohio, actually, I proposed one of the first wellness programs when I worked in health insurance to Medical Mutual of Ohio. They thought I was absolutely out of my mind. That was several years ago. Now they have wellness. It is getting there. I will say that I do a lot of work with healthcare organizations in trying to teach them how critical it is that everything that anyone in the hospital is doing and saying is actually either sending a healing message to the people in that hospital, or it's basically sending a death message to the people in the hospital. I like to call that sort of a reverse placebo effect. So I do a lot of work on working that. I would like to give a shout-out to somebody that I know you admire a great deal too, Steve, and that's Bernie Siegel. He was absolutely the guy who rode the first horse in on this kind of mind-body healing process, and was laughed out of quite a few situations, but stuck with it and has become extremely respected in the field.
Well, that's the way that it always works, right? The people dancing are always considered crazy by the people who can't hear the music. That's just the way that it's always been,
yeah.
Especially when you're pioneering a new way of thinking, which is really funny because it's really an old way of thinking. It's
right?
Timeless. You know, biblical stuff is as you think, so shall you be.
I know.
You know, so it's really timeless, but. But again, that goes with just society and the society you got to wait for the 100th monkey to join in, and that's just the way that it always works. But yeah, Bernie Siegel definitely a pioneer, and been happy to have him on our show. And you do a radio show too, also. Yeah?
I do. I actually, it's called In the Flow with Bill and Tara. It's with my dad, who is probably my best flow student. He, like, radically changed his life using the flow methods. And then he'd always wanted to be a radio show host. So I thought, hey, what a nice way to give back to him. We have taken a couple of months off right now just because I'm in the middle of finishing up a big project and needed to kind of focus on that. Real quick, Steve, I do want to tell your listeners, because we have a lot of people asking about illness, I did put up on my site a free meditation for your listeners, and it's a healing and transformation 30-minute meditation they can listen to at the end of the day as they fall asleep, and it kind of just clears out the gunk. So if you go to my website at taramyerrobson.com and you just click free education, you'll be taken right to the page. And you can just go ahead and get that meditation, and hopefully it'll do a lot to help you guys as well.
Awesome. Thanks. I'm going to download it as well. We're going to keep going with feedback. We're not stopping. We're not letting her go. We're going to keep going with feedback. We're going to go with Tamara. Tamara is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She writes, excellent show today. Wondering about the disease of indifference in our society. I'm wondering for myself, I have this complication of feeling too compassionate, but I think I'm driving myself crazy. I don't know why, but maybe Tara can help. I feel in situations like this Haiti situation, I almost feel guilty laughing, even though I still find things funny. How do I get over my disease of being too compassionate without becoming indifferent? Not sure if Tara can help, but it's worth a shot.
Actually, I can't help. What you are, Tamara, is empathetic, and probably extremely so. I had to learn how to manage that, because I would get to the point that I was so empathetic to everything that the pain, I felt like I had the pain in the world on me. And you're intended, when you're really empathetic like that, you are so intended to help the world because you have the ability to feel. That can help you be an incredible healer. It can help you be an incredible speaker and teacher. It can help you in so many ways, but you have to learn how to channel it. One of the things that I really recommend doing is every morning when you get up in the morning, imagine that you have a beautiful shield of light that comes out from your stomach and goes up and all the way around your body, and I mean like an egg, all the way around you. I want you to make that light the color that you feel is protective for you and safe for you, whatever color that is. And for each person, that's going to be individual. Again, that's another reason everything needs to be individual. There's going to be a power color for you that way. So whatever means safe, whatever means empowerment, whatever means, you know, sort of this protection for you, put that shield up at the beginning of the day, okay? And I want you to really infuse yourself with love and with joy and all of that within yourself. What you are right now is because you're so empathetic, you're so open, this does not make you indifferent to people. I tell you, I mean, when I was just talking about some of the people I work with, I open up fully when I work with them. I mean, I feel their pain like you would not believe, so that I may understand how to heal them. But throughout the day, you cannot walk around that open, or it's just going to drain you, and you can't do what you really need to do. It's interesting you bring this up, because it's one of the most requested things I have, is to develop something for really empathetic people, and that's what I am going to work on doing that as well down the road. For right now, though, please make sure that you do that. At the end of the day, please download that meditation. You can listen to that meditation. It'll clear out any negativity that you have picked up throughout the day, and it'll sort of reset you for the morning. And always feel free to contact me if you have further questions about that, because I definitely know where you're coming from. Just please take care of yourself, and just know that being that empathetic is actually a really good thing.
Folks, we're having a conversation with Tara Meyer Robson, internationally best-selling author of The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. Make sure you check out her website, taramyerrobson.com. That's taramyerrobson.com. If you're listening through our site, just click on her name. It'll take you right there. Let's keep going. We're going to go with Sarah. Sarah's in Chicago, Illinois, and she writes, Tara sounds like such an empowered woman. Thank her for coming on and sharing. I was curious, throughout her own journey, how has her spiritual / religious ideas changed or been modified?
Well, that's a great question. Radically, I'd say. I guess I just really opened up a great deal. Certainly studying quantum physics just gives you a really new perspective of a higher power and our place in the world and how empowered we are. And I know, Steve, you speak to Unitarian groups and a bunch of groups on that topic.
Sure.
We're just, you know, boy, night and day, I guess. I think I was always, I know I was always the kid that questioned everything. I went to Catholic schools growing up, and the Catholic schools are great. I had great education, but I drove my mom crazy by asking a lot of questions I wasn't supposed to. So.
I did the same. I totally get it. I did the same. Not going to Catholic school, but I went to CCD, being raised Catholic.
Yeah.
So we did the whole confirmation thing, and I said I had to say more Our Fathers and Hail Marys for the questions I would ask.
Me too.
I was being logical, right? You're like, oh, I got logical questions, so let me just ask. But they were very unpopular questions.
Very unpopular questions. Yeah, I had a lot of pain on my knees from a lot of kneeler time there for a while. Oh, that's all right, though. But I will say that, you know, honestly, I'm a big one on having each person really embrace their spirituality, however you know, however you choose to connect with a higher power. It's just important that you do. Whatever that means to you is great.
Right, because in the end, and even as it pertains to the flow, pre-flow and after-flow, in the end, it's really your agreement with reality that creates your life.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So even if you believe it's the holy rock, that works for you, you know what I mean? If that's what you believe in.
Absolutely, know? And that's why. I mean, it's important, just whatever it is that is going to connect you with whatever your higher power is. You know, I really definitely wrote my book with the intention that whatever faith, whatever spirit, wherever you were in the world, whatever place you were in mentally and spiritually, you could take the book and sort of come from that foundation and use it with whatever foundation you felt was right for you.
And that's really important, because I'm seeing a lot of the questions, religious-based questions, and the reason that the flow is so powerful is because you can adapt it to anything, folks. And remember, what we talk about on this show is very similar to what Tara is saying, because it's important. And that's how I'm telling you Tara is the real deal, because she this is a very truthful, practical book. No matter what you believe, remember that some of the things that you see that have been created on this earth that we consider miracles and all that, you don't know what those people believe. Everyone looks at the pyramids, and you're like, wow, they're perfect measurements, perfect this. They're under their Orion's belt, and that's it. It's genius. I know some of you give the credit to the aliens, but for real, the Egyptians built that, and do you know that they believe that the god Ra brought the sun up on a canoe every day and canoed it across the sky? Mm. Who cares? It's what they believed, and that's what they thought, and from that belief, they created amazing things. You can do the same. Instead of arguing with people about the specifics of the story, just know your story, believe in your story, and go forward and create amazing things in your life. Folks, again, we're talking to Tara Meyer Robson. Make sure you check out her website, TaraMeyerRobson.com. We're talking about her system, The Flow, 40 Days to Total Life Transformation. It's a fantastic book. I strongly suggest you go to the website and check it out. Let's keep going with feedback. We're going to go with Timothy. Timothy's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. He writes, two great Americans. Who knew? Nice. Thanks, Timothy. he writes, Steve, I've been a fan of your show for a couple of years. I'm curious, as far as Tara's upcoming work, what other books she may have in the works, and how her program has changed from when she first created The Flow to now. Is it the same program, or has she refined it and improved it as she went along?
Actually, it's great. And by the way, I love Canadians. I do a lot of work with people in Vancouver. actually, it's a great question. I am in the process. What I had done in the last couple of years, I've done a lot of four-day retreats for people. And what that was intended to do is basically give them an incredible jump start on the process, sort of an intensive. And it worked. And people came in, and literally from start to finish, and I did basically a double-blind study so that the results that we got, I knew were real results. That they didn't, you know, that they weren't trying to make this up to make me feel good. And we had 100% success rate in those retreets, which is crazy. I mean, I can't even, it's hard to believe. But it was crazy. It was awesome. I saw people walking taller, looking years younger. It was the craziest. I'm honored beyond belief just to have had that experience with people. What I realized is that because I have to limit my retreats to like 12 people, I was not able to have that one-on-one interaction with so many more people that were looking for it. So what I've been doing now is I'm right in the middle of finishing up the mastery course. And what the mastery course is a 40-day process where you're going to have weekly calls with me. You've got DVDs. I've got this cool, I'm so proud of this. I've got this like visual meditation thing I created for all those visual people out there. And it's just, it's, I'm so excited about it. And it's for each station. So whatever, as I, whatever area of your life that's out of the flow, you can put that in. So I'm doing that right now. And the idea is I'm taking a lot of what I learned from the retreats that people needed to hear about, that would be supportive of the process, and I'm basically trying to put it into one huge product, and then you're still going to have the one-on-one access with me so that you can figure out exactly what's going on or get the support you need. That is intended to be launched in probably about a month right now. It's just in the final stages of getting done, and I'm so excited about it. I definitely refined it through experience with people that I've been working with over the years, and I'm very grateful to that.
Okay, so quickly, we got a few minutes left, a couple minutes left, actually. Someone's sitting in their cubicle in their house. They want more. They want something else. They're, you know, it's in the 15th day of the new year, so resolutions are dead already. So what is it that they can do? What step can they take today, right now, that could help them move forward?
Well, the biggest step I want you to take right now that'll make you feel so much better is I'd like you to think about the happiest moment in your life, whatever happiest moment you have in your life. I want you to connect with that thought. And then just notice how your body starts to radiate with that feeling. And that's because your mind doesn't know that that's not happening in the present moment. Well, here's the cool thing. The more you stay connected to that powerful, beautiful emotion, the more that your future moments will be tuned in to that same exact frequency. And wouldn't you want more happy days? Of course you do, right? So the more that you choose to continuously take conscious control, so many people think they're controlled by their emotions, but it's the other way around, guys. Take conscious control over your emotions. Take a moment a few times a day to really connect with either believing in the life of your dreams, thinking about the life of your dreams, whatever it is, we all have our own dreams, thinking about that, or if that's hard for you, connect with the happiest moment in your life and allow your body to just flow all over with those positive emotions. I'm telling you, the rest of your day will be better. And stay connected with those positive emotions. Just go back to it. Instead of going and getting coffee, take a minute and connect with happy emotions.
Oh, excellent, excellent advice. What a fantastic hour. That went fast.
It did, Steve.
Really, really fast. Listen, you got to come back. I would love to come back.
I just want to quickly tell everyone out there, Steve is the real deal. So I've been listening to him myself for a very long time, and I've been super honored to be here. And Steve, I just have to tell you, you do amazing work for the world. We're all luckier and better for it.
Oh, you're the best. Thanks.
Well, it's true.
You get cool points for that one.
Well, that's true.
Thank you so much. Folks, again, and hey, have a great weekend, and we'll definitely be in contact. What we want you back on soon.
Oh, thanks so much, and you have a wonderful weekend too, and be really successful this weekend. And everyone listening, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. We just had an amazing conversation with Tara Meyer Robson. Her website is taramyerrobson.com. We're talking about the flow, 40 days to total life transformation. The real deal, folks. The real deal, and that's really it. We have to support people like this. Support people who are putting out practical ideas, something that can be adapted to anything. It's not a system that depends on what your belief is. It's a system that augments whatever you already believe, and that's the real deal. It's not preachy. It's practical. It's not preachy. It's a map. No maps are preachy. They just show you the way. If you don't choose to follow it, you don't choose to follow it. It's a tool. So make sure you check out her website, taramyerrobson.com. That's taramyerrobson.com. I know it's a little bit of a shorter show today. You know, I have so many of you know, we've got a personal thing going on with my mom, so I just want to make sure everything is good, and I like to keep as active with it as possible. So I'm going to cut the show short today. No feedback section of the show as I go tend to me mama. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of my family. We're all on the same team and in this together. It is always my honor to be here with you, sharing with you some amazing conversations and insights and sharing some laughs with you. So many of you out there, even though I've never met you, I consider close friends and family. So let's keep doing it. Have a purpose-driven weekend. Have a lot of fun. Don't forget to laugh. Enjoy yourself. And don't ever forget that you have the power to change. You have the power to do whatever you want. But the only time you have the power is now, today. Do something. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.